Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Today on The Grave Talks, a spiritual awakening, a conversation with spirit medium Melissa Ainslie. After more than two decades in cancer research, Melissa Ainslie realized that science wasn't her true calling. Her true calling was communicating with spirits. But it wasn't after until her mother passed away that her mediumship abilities truly came to life. Faced with complicated grief, Melissa discovered that death may take away the physical presence of a loved one, but the bond remains unbroken. When her father passed away in 2022, she found comfort in knowing he was still with her, showing up through subtle signs, unexpected mishaps, and messing with her lights. Now, one of her spirit guides, her father continues to remind her that love persists beyond the grave. Through her gift, Melissa has helped hundreds reconnect with their loved ones, guiding them through grief with compassion and insight, proving that even in loss, the connection never fades. Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation with psychic medium Melissa Ainslie. I want to ask you right off the bat, you are a spirit medium, and in fact, you are a certified spirit medium. There's a lot of questions I have about how you become certified spirit medium. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I honestly didn't know it was a thing either. And when I came into my gifts, it was in 2017. And actually, it was 2016 when I started looking for it after my mom died. And when I was younger, I was watching, you know, as we all did, we watched all the wonderful mediums back then, and James von Prague was one of the ones that I loved. So I looked up online and I saw that he had a certification program. That's how I became a certified medium.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And let's go back to 2016, because that was a really profound year for you.
Yes.
And you had been working in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cancer research you were doing?
Yes, I was working in cancer research.
Which is amazing. But I think with so many of us, we run into a place in our lives where we're really not being fulfilled and you feel like you're kind of being called maybe in a different direction. And you went through that by when your mother passed?
Yes. When my mom died, we didn't have a funeral for her because my mom was kind of a recluse. And my dad, he basically said after a week, he's like, okay, go back to work. You know, we're done crying. So And so I did. I went back to work and I basically just pretty much disassociated from life. I was able to go to work and function at work as best as I could. But when I came home, I couldn't do anything. I was in such a severe depression. A year later, my dad's ex-wife died, who basically was like my second mom. We didn't really know divorce back then. So I was raised like she was my second mom. And that was all my brain could handle, was a second death. And I had a nervous breakdown. I didn't tell anybody why I left. I was having some shoulder issues. I was embarrassed. And I basically just said, I'm leaving because my doctor wants me to heal my shoulder. And I went into intense therapy. I am so glad that my doctor believed me. And she said, you are so high functioning that, you know, of course I believed you. And she said, all I ask is that you get into intense therapy. And I did get into some intense therapy. My therapist told me, she said, you know, why don't you go back to that thing that you made your eyes light up? And I said, what was that? And she goes, mediumship. Remember, you were doing that last year. And I was like, okay, well, I'll go back to that. And somehow it was different at that time. And so that's how I got back into it. And I went back to the courses that I was taking. And that's what it took. It took me getting rid of the grief that I had for my mom. I learned how to open up to spirit, and I've been talking to spirit ever since.
I can really relate to that grief. I experienced something similar when my dad died. My boyfriend and my dad died a year apart, almost to the day. And it was so intense. It was, but it was life-changing at the same time. And it was really difficult. It was all of the things. There was so many emotions. But you also feel like you're kind of tied to that grief. And I'm so glad that you found a way out of that.
Yes.
Did you know, like, from when you were a younger, maybe into childhood, that you had a gift that maybe you didn't even have the right words for it? Maybe it was something that was always kind of there in the background. But when did you kind of realize it?
Right. Looking back now, I knew I always had something. I can correlate to several different things that happened to me in my life. I was always afraid of my closet. Always. I was always afraid to go to bed. I was always afraid of things that were underneath my bed. I knew there were things in my closet. I just knew it. And I would always cry for my dad every night. And he would come in and not see anything. I thought, you know, what's going on? I know there's somebody there. You know, that was very a big highlight in my younger years. I remember when I was younger, I went over to my aunt and uncle's house, and my cousin said, hey, let's go up in the attic. And I said, okay. And so I was the first one that went up into the attic. And when I went up into the attic, it was not an attic. It was what looked like heaven. And I screamed so loudly. My dad came running, and I'm like, look, 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 there's clouds. There's it. And he looked, and it was nothing. That was very profound to me because I knew what I was seeing. And then he took me back up, and I was like, no, 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 I don't want to see that. And it was the attic.
And then the second time, you're just seeing what it actually is.
Yes. Wow. I was seeing what it actually was. And so, you know, that incident, I knew, okay, there's something really strange going on. And then when I was in high school, I went to Catholic school for 12 years. And when I was in high school, they brought the Mother Mary Fatima statue to our high school. This statue is apparently supposed to have the spirit of Mother Mary in it. And I remember they brought all of us in to the area that she was in, and I could feel something. I just kept feeling it the closer and closer we got. I kept looking around asking people, do you feel that? Do you feel? And they're looking at me like, what are you talking about? And it brought me to tears, literal tears. It was the most loving, caring feeling I had ever felt in my life. But no one else felt it. But I knew I was it, like, it was like enveloping me. I had to call my dad. I called my dad and I said, "Dad, you have to come here," because he was Catholic too. And I said, "Okay, my dad has to feel this." And he came up and he's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." It wasn't until many years later, after my mom died, that the Fatima statue came to Austin. And I went back and I was able to feel the same thing. And that is what the feeling of higher level spirits or angels or that thing, that's what they feel like.
So after you were able to experience that a second time, that had to have been like, I'm able to feel some things that maybe as an adult, you kind of knew, obviously other people can't feel this the way I can. Whereas a child, you were like, can't you guys feel it?
Yes.
It was that profound to you. But then yes, as an adult, it's a different experience. And then you realize, wow, there's something else maybe going on here.
Yes, it helped me understand that I have had this gift all of my life. I just didn't know what it was. And then when I was 18, 17 or 18, I went to a party and they said, "Hey, let's go for a walk." And it was at night. And I wasn't familiar with this area. And we were walking, and the further we would walk, I had this feeling of doom, gloom, and don't go any further. And I kept looking at these people going, "Do you feel that?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, "We are not meant to walk any further." And I said, What is around? There is something around here. And they're like, "Oh, that's the old TB hospital." And I looked it up just now. And ironically enough, it was built in 1911, which 11 is a number for me. I could just feel the pain, the just utter grief from that place. That was the first time that I've had, it took over a year for me to stop having flashbacks from that place. It's like it followed me and it scared me to death. That was my first scary issue with my gifts. And I never knew what was wrong with me.
And sometimes when you have an experience like that, you want to shut it down. Do whatever you can to not let that happen again. Did you find that you kind of went that route?
Well, then after I got married, the same thing happened when my husband and I went to the Queen Mary. And this one happened on overdrive. We got on the boat. I was fine. And then we went to the engine and propeller room and we saw the propeller. Something about that propeller was almost like I had seen that in a former life. And I could just see myself down there in the water. And I told him, I said, "We have got to get off this boat. We have got to get off this boat." And that one haunted me for well over a year. And it got to the point where I had another nervous breakdown, had to be put on medication. It was so bad. And I had no idea what was going on with me at all. I had a gift. I just didn't know what it was. And I was at places that were obviously haunted. I don't know if I brought something back with me or whatnot, but it would have been 10 years later that I finally found out that I had gifts.
And I could also see how you could think, I'm having a mental health issues here.
Yes.
You know, I could, because you're not going to go to, your first thing isn't going to be, I've lived another life, or I'm picking up on things that I can't see. No, because then you feel like, well, that's not possible either.
Right.
So it would take a lot of processing it to really understand what's going on and finding the right people to talk to and help you through this.
Right. And it wasn't until I found a lady through the work that I was doing where she did past life regressions. And I asked her, I told her about my experience at the Queen Mary and how I would have flashbacks of me being in the water and a boat would go by. And she's like, "Oh yes, that definitely is definitely some kind of past life regression." And then it was after my mom died and she did a Reiki session on me and that opened up all of my chakras. And then again, I just went I wasn't ready for that. I was still in horrible grief, and it just caused more mental health issues. So that was during the time that I was grieving my mom, a few months before I had my nervous breakdown, and it just made my mental health issues much, much worse. You know, not knowing that you have a gift, you know, feeling these frequencies, feeling these things, it can feel like, you know, these things are evil or whatnot. But then finally coming into your gift and, you know, being able to use it, it's so freeing to understand that, you know, you're not going crazy, that all of these instances, you've had these all of your life. You just didn't understand what was going on with you.
That's such a complicated issue, too, because like I said, when my dad died, that was a really dark time for me. I didn't have the complications that you had, you know. I didn't have those. I did have some interesting things definitely happen during that time where I felt that I connected with him and with my boyfriend, definitely did. Finding the right person to help you work through it really did make a lot of difference. And working with this ability now, it's like, okay, how can I harness it? How can I work with it instead of being scared by it and trying to shut it down?
Yes. And, you know, and I'm glad that I went through it because now I can help other people who are going through it. And it's easy for me to see it in other people. So, you know, I'm thankful for my journey. I don't think, you know, it sounds traumatizing, but, you know, back then, not many people, you think that people don't believe in it now, you know, people didn't believe in it back then, especially, you know, going to a Catholic school and that thing. And that's not something that people would talk about. So I'm thankful for my experiences that I definitely went through. Right after I opened up my gifts, there was a call-in that we could do with students with James von Prague. And I asked him, I said, why was it that I didn't get my gifts until after my mom died? And he said, he goes, there's some people that have to pass before you can get your gifts. And those are going to be your spirit guides. Your mom was able to do more for you on the other side than she can do for you on while she was alive.
And that's interesting.
Yes. And I've lived with that information, and it is so true. My mom has been able to help me and guide me so much on the other side.
So once you kind of opened up to it and started studying it, like you're still going to work and stuff every day. Did you at some point go, this is really my calling?
Yes. So so in 2017, I switched jobs. I was doing a different kind of research, and then I went back to cancer research, which I had done before. And ironically, my gift made me have to leave. I had been doing cancer research for 10 years, and I was getting so close to the patients and they were all dying. And it was enough to make me grieve like I was their family members. And I couldn't take that anymore. And I had to leave. And it was the gift that brought me back. My mom said, you need to go back and work and do this. And so I went back and started doing cancer research again. And I was only there for a few years. And it was right during the COVID years. And all of a sudden, I was told to listen to the Steve Harvey jump video. And I had watched that before, and I bawled like crazy, just bawled. And this one time I watched it, and I felt like God himself was talking to me that day. I said, okay, I'm going to quit the next day. And I was told to quit my job the next day. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was like, there's no way we can live on one income. And so I went in and I told him, I said, look, my dad had just lost his license. He had macular degeneration and wasn't telling me how bad his eyes were. And, you know, I had lost my mom, and I didn't want my dad to give up his bowling. He loved bowling. And I said, you know what, I'm going to quit my job. I want to spend time with my dad, and I want to try this career. And on the way in, they showed me, you know, if you don't quit, this is what's going to happen. You're going to be laid off. And I said, I'm not going to have that happen. And then literally the next day, the whole entire hospital that my husband worked at, the whole entire IT department got laid off.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And and if you watch the Steve Harvey video, it says when you jump, the parachute will open and then you will get scrapes and bumps. And I thought, oh my goodness, is this the scrape and bump? No, that wasn't scrape and bump. It was one of them. And so then I went back and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Just forget it. Forget
change
it.
Change my mind.
Yeah, never mind. And then nope, as things go, you know, things get worse. And then the end of the week, I said, no, never mind. I am going to quit. I'm going to leave. I had a beautiful 3 months with my dad. And then, you know, as life is, you know, life is always like this. He was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. You know, had I not left, had I not listened to that gut feeling, I would have missed out on those 3 beautiful months that I had with my dad.
You just gave me all of the goosebumps.
Yes.
By that. Oh, because you can't get that time back.
No, you can't. And we had so much fun. And, you know, it's a time of before and after. The time of, you know, you don't know that he's going to die. The time that we could have fun and just talk and get to know each other again. We were able to talk about my mom and things about my mom and my gift and about the readings that I was doing. And he loved to hear about the work that I was doing. And you know, that was so pivotal in our relationship. And then when he was diagnosed, you know, things changed because, you know, it was always about when are you going to pass away? I also had a friend who was diagnosed with breast cancer that same week. She didn't have family around here, so I helped take care of her and I helped take care of my dad. And so, and then they got chemo one day apart. And so, you know, that was also where the parachute goes and you get bumpy, you know, mm-hmm. along the road. And so, you know, things don't always happen the way that they're supposed to. And so, you know, I took care of them. And then unfortunately the next year, my dad died. But through that, it's different when you have a gift and you can openly talk to a parent about their own demise. My dad fought death tooth and nail up until the end. But there was one day that my dad and I talked and I told him, you know, Dad, when you go up there, I want you to help me. And he's been helping me ever since. He's such an amazing spirit guide for me. Having that connection with him and being able to help him, you know, cross over. It was difficult, yes, but the difference between his death and my mom's death were totally different. He was making coffee and then he immediately went. He always said, when I go to that hospice bed, it's going to be over for me. And he had just gotten the hospice bed and he went into the hospice bed and within an hour he was talking to me and he was still here. It took several days for him to pass, but I was able to communicate with him until he passed. And then I've been able to communicate with him ever since.
You know, when you lose someone who's that close to you, the loss is so profound and mm-hmm. the grief is so deep. But at the same time, like what I went through with my father, I wouldn't trade that for the world. It was incredibly sad and very difficult, but there was some really beautiful moments in there as well.
Yes.
And to just know that your loved one is surrounded by love when they mm-hmm. leave this earth, I think that's what we all want. And you were able to provide that for your dad.
Yes. It was very difficult because, you know, you never think about, you know, you always think about death and you never think about, you know, the end of life aspect of, you know, I'm going to have to change my father's diaper, you know, mm-hmm, that kind of thing. Right. You never think about those things and, you know, you're just left with that. And that was the hardest part for me. And the other hard part was, you know, sitting at a table and hearing my dad talk to me in the other room, but there he is in I'm sorry, it's gonna make me cry, but there he is in the bedroom moaning and crying, you know? And that's what really messed with my head was I know that he's no longer there in his body. So that kind of, you know, helped and made it better. There was a point where I just had to leave the room and I asked my mom, why is he not crossing over? Everything shows he needs to cross over. And my mother said, because he can't see the light.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. I went back into the room and I was able to like open the gates of heaven for him, show him the light. And within an hour, he was gone. And it was just sitting there. My daughter and I were just sitting there and we were talking about, here's that feeling again that I told you about, like when I saw the clouds, it was that exact feeling. It was like the angels had pumped this calming, loving, just beautiful air into the room. And we were able to sit there with my dad and have this beautiful, peaceful death for him. And we could see it on the pulse ox that it was going down. We didn't even know he had passed. All of a sudden we looked at each other and went, he's gone. There were no tears. I mean, of course we were sad, but we were so happy that he was finally free. Mm-hmm. And we knew that he was with my mom. I could vision him up there just having this beautiful reunion, you know, having this gift. That was the gift of giving him that. And he's given me so much more by being my spirit guide.
And today you sent me some videos today, you know, speaking of him as your spirit guide, mm-hmm. like you get signs from him all the time.
Every day, every single day.
Because you sent me some videos and talk about the lighting, and you could see orbs going past right and left.
Yes. So it literally started while he was in the hospice bed, but while he was unconscious. So we were down at his house. My daughter, who was 10 at the time, called me and said, Mom, the alarm's going off at our house. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's not even set. And she goes, They're on saying what's going on. And then right at that time, they're calling me. And I was like, that's my dad. There's no way, you know? And he told me before he left, he was going to be a jokester. He told me that already. So then once the police came and we told them, I'm like, how do you tell them that my dad who's in here at the hospice bed is, you know, no one's going to believe
really
you.
My dad doing this somehow.
Yeah. And then he, like half an hour later, he banged really, really hard on the front door of his house that we were at. And we went to the front door and no one was there. It's just like, are you kidding me? This is how it's going to be. And he was still in the hospice bed.
And it's still continuing.
It's still continuing. Yes. All the time. He plays with my electronics all the time. There's a light that we have in our living room, which I sent you videos mm-hmm. of. The only way that you can turn that light on, and he loved this light. My husband loves to make things, and my husband made it out of pipes. And the only way that you can turn the light on is by turning a pipe or by telling Alexa to turn the light on or turn it off. There is no other way that you can turn it. And so this was happening so much that we got cameras. There's cameras all over our house. They turn themselves on and we capture this stuff. So my dad would turn the light on every time we walked into the room. And we had adopted two of his dogs. And so when his
And those are the dogs I saw in the video then.
Yep. Okay. And so when his dogs walk into the room, he turns the light on.
Because you do see it come on, because here's the dogs, light comes on. Then you hear your husband say, Alexa, turn the light off. Light goes off, then it comes right back on.
Yes. And my dad, he loves to just be a jokester. So my husband says, Alexa, turn the light off. Then the light goes off and then he'll turn it right back on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this game that my husband have. And then now he's gotten to the point where he won't turn the light off. It's just like, you know, and people, there's no way that people would believe us if we didn't have recordings of this.
It's just kind of funny too in the video, because you can tell y'all are used to it, because your husband's just like, Alexa, turn the light off. Alexa, like, come on. We do this every day.
Yes. Every single day. Yes. And, you know, it's to the point where, you know, it's so normal that you forget about it. So like I sent you some videos where I'm just walking and then it'll turn on and then I'll be like, oh, hi, daddy. And it's just, we know that's him. There's no other way that it's anybody else. It's him. Cause it started right after he died, like literally when he.
Well, and I think too, you know, everybody has their way of communicating. Maybe not everybody. I shouldn't say that. My dad, I felt like, gave me pennies. I still feel like that. Mm-hmm. And they've just popped up in random places over the years where they shouldn't be. Like, I just vacuumed. How did a penny get there? Yes. Or I set my phone down and then I went to pick it back up and there's a penny on top of my phone. Like, how did a penny get on top of my phone? I just set it down.
Yeah.
And so so when that happens, I always stop and I'm like, hey, dad, you know, and there's definitely been times when I needed the sign. Do you think that people can be more open to things, that maybe things are happening around them, they're just not seeing them, or maybe they're not listening to that inner voice and picking up on things that maybe they could be picking up on?
Yes, definitely. I always like to say, if you think you're going crazy, that's always spirit. You know, if it's more than a coincidence, like if you get into the car and a song plays every single time you get in the car, that's definitely spirit. You know, unless you have, you know, a playlist and it's, you know, that's definitely playing. But if it's out of the normal, or if you're going from store to store to store and that same song keeps playing, that is spirit. They're trying to just let you know, hey, I'm here. Like the number 11 that, is my mom's sign. The way that I knew it was my mom was after she died, I would always pick up my phone and it would be something 11. Mm-hmm. It could be 5 minutes later. I'm not joking you. 5 minutes later, I pick up my phone. It would be an hour. It would seem like it would, you know, it was 11. 11's everywhere. And so, you know, we learned to associate that with my mom. And then my daughter would be like, I keep seeing 11s. And I'm like, that's your grandmother, you know? And so the more that you acknowledge it, the more that it happens. And I have so many pictures and people who hang out with me, they're just like, I cannot believe how this happens. You go to a store and you could spend however much and the total, the ending will always be 11. You can go to a gas station. The total will always have an 11 in it. It's something that you cannot make up. You could be on the highway. Half of the license plates that are around you will have an 11 in it. That's how spirit communicates with you. And you're like, how is this happening? But that's the way that spirit works. And especially, you know, with coins, they do that. I don't know how they do that.
I don't either.
Yeah, pennies from heaven. Dimes from heaven. I have a friend who, you know, I told him one day, I said, you need to go take a walk and calm down. And he went on a walk and found 10 dimes. How does that happen? You know?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's his sign or dime. They're dimes. So.
But sometimes when you're looking for the big signs, you miss the obvious smaller ones that are placed right in your path.
Yes, definitely. When you're in such deep grief, it's hard to see those signs because you're so desperate. Like, I want a dream. I want them to come visit me. I want this. I want that. You're going to miss the very subtle things. And, you know, they're screaming. They're trying to get your attention. They're trying to show you these things. But when you're in such that, and when you are so focused on, this is what I want. This is what I want to see. You're not going to get a sign. You won't get it. You know, it's basically just sitting back and going, okay, whatever you want to present to me, go ahead and present to me. And then all of a sudden a cardinal will go by and you'll be like, Whoa, that's really weird. And then it'll just keep happening. It's just as easy as that. But you have to be in the right frame of not willing it to happen. Because when you will it to happen, it's not going to happen. And that's how it is in readings also.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Melissa Ainslie. For more information about her, visit her website at 11intuitions.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.